Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 15 from Canto 5, Chapter 12. Samam Smritim Rigadeha Pivira. Krishnarchana Prabhavano Jahati. Atohaham Jana Sangad Asango. Vishankamano Viratas Charami. Viratas Charami. Samam Smritir Migadeha Pivira. Krishnarchana Prabhavadno Jahati. Atoham Jana Sangad Asango. Vishanka Kamno Vivritas Charami. That. Mam. Me. Smritihi. Remembrance of the activities of my previous life. Mriga Dehe. In the body of a deer. Api. Although, Vira, O great hero, Krishna Archana Prabhava, which appeared because of the influence of sincere service to Krishna. No Jahati, did not leave at all. Therefore, aham, I, jana sangat, from the association of ordinary men, asangaha, completely detached, vishankamanaha, being afraid, avivrittaha, unobserved by others, Charami, I go here and there. Translation, my dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I can remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. Because I am aware of the fall down of my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men, being afraid of their bad materialistic association and wander alone, unnoticed by others. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Svapamapyasya Dharmasya, Bhagavad Gita 2:40, it is certainly a great fall to go from human life to animal life, but in the case of Bharat Maharaj or any devotee, devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. As said in Bhagavad Gita 8:6, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Chajatante Kalevaram. At the time of death, by nature's law, the mind is absorbed in a certain type of thinking. This may lead one to animal life. Yet for a devotee, there's no loss. Even though Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, he didn't forget his position. Consequently, in the body of a deer, he was very careful to remember the cause of his fall down. As a result, he was given a chance to be born in a family of very pure brahmanas. Thus, his service to the Lord never went in vain. Don't count on it. The thing that you can count on is the service is permanent. What you can't count on is in your next life you're going to remember your mistakes of this life. can't count on that. In different ways, the remembrance of the deer, of the deer's previous life, it's explained in different ways. Generally, it's said because of his past life of very elevated devotion, super soul from within prompted that soul that was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a deer now to remember. Super soul in reciprocation with the elevated devotional service from his previous life gave remembrance, because that's a fact. Remembrance comes from super soul, as does forgetfulness. And normally there's forgetfulness of the previous life, even if someone's an exalted devotee. But if for some reason they take birth, it's not at all a guaranteed thing, not even common, the one's going to remember the previous life. And now continuing where you left off in this life, the continuing is going to be their remembrance is not a guaranteed thing. So it's up to super soul. It's at his discretion. Here in this verse, the way it's explained by Bharat Maharaj to Rahugana is Krishna Archana Prabhava. In the word for word, which appeared because of the influence of sincere service to Krishna. Now, because we, to whatever degree, we render sincere service to Krishna, remembrance is still in the hand of Paramatma, remembrance of forgetfulness. We're dependent, absolutely dependent, not kind of, absolutely dependent. So whatever remembrance is there or forgetfulness is there, that's dependent upon super soul, not your good deeds, even devotional service. Remembrance of Krishna is not dependent upon your devotional service. It's dependent upon Krishna. At the same time, this word prabhava means arising from, you know. Can you mute your...
Yes.
Yeah. Arising from some past activity. So it's the past activity doesn't bring remembrance. Super soul brings. But super soul knowing the past, so that's the connection. Super soul knowing the past. So we have a role to play. Ultimately, it's super soul. But there's five factors to action, and one of them is chaste, what we do. Then there's the worker. But, you know, the worker, if it doesn't make some endeavor, no work gets done. I know some lazy people, and there's a worker, and they don't do anything. So striving for Krishna consciousness is something we have to do along with being a spirit soul. And seeing that, striving, Krishna is the controller. We're dependent upon the master. And he may give that remembrance. So it's just a different way of describing. All I'm saying here is Samam Smritir Mriga Dehe Pi Vira Krishnarchana Prabhava No Jahati. That remembrance of Krishna didn't leave him because of being in the body of the deer. Let's say it again. Normally, we don't remember our previous life. There are people that have past life remembrances, and that's up to super soul. Some people don't. It's up to super soul. And it's not necessarily, you know, devotees. Just some people, sometimes it's criminals. And they remember their previous life as a criminal. So it's not based on piety or devotion or anything. It's based on super soul. Remembrance or not remembrance. In Bharat Maharaj's case, because of his exalted position of devotion, although he neglected the vidhis and practices of devotional service, still Super Soul gave him that remembrance. He gave him the body of a deer, but gave him the remembrance. So, because of that remembrance, he was very careful. He had deviated, he had fallen, he knew, he remembered what it was. He's narrated all of this and to Murugana. And so he was very careful. And one of the ways he was very careful, same phrase as we find in Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Instruction, Janasanga. There's six things, six activities that destroy bhakti. Not only makes an impediment, but it destroys bhakti. Now, bhakti can't be destroyed because it's eternal. But our involvement in bhakti, our bhakti connection can be interrupted, broken. The benefit is never lost, but bhakti can be stopped by Janasanga. And this Janasanga, same as Rupa Goswami's, meaning association of worldly men. And jana means people, sangha means association. In this case, it's worldly people, worldly jana. He was very careful. So going way back, apparently, I don't recall any verse that says explicitly, but apparently, Judd Bharat saw something within the king that made him speak for the first time in his life. He saw something like a spark and he fanned the spark. So he is telling the king, I was avoiding Jana Sangha Asango, completely detached. He was avoiding due to Vishankamanaha, last line, Vishankamanaha, being afraid. So devotees, this is Judd Bharat, who's remembering previous two lifetimes, and previously in one of those lifetimes was this exalted king on the stage of Bhava. And he was Vishankamanaha. He was afraid of worldly association. So should we be. Now, fear? Minimally, with prudence, with the course of wisdom, we don't intimately associate with worldly people. It's Rupa Goswami's teaching because it's the Bhagavatam's teaching and it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. For example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once was asked, what's the quality or qualification of a Vaishnav, a devotee of the Lord? And he just gave this one. The devotee of the Lord avoids worldly people's association. Just give up worldly association or association of worldly people. Asat Sangha Tyag. A Vaishnavachar. Asat, very clear. Asat Sangha, not just Jana Sangha. Asat Sangha, persons who are attached to Asat. Tyag. A Vaishnavachar. That's, of course, there's many qualifications, but that's the one that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to point out. Because it's very compromising. And worldly association, how are we going to, here we are. We're living in the world of worldly people. Or specifically, Bhakti Vinod Thakur speaks of grihasthas. They have to work. And if the only option you have for work is, I can only work with people who are exalted devotees. Otherwise, it won't work. You have a lot of destitute people that are householders. See, that's not okay. That's not. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that cordial dealings, that's to be done. And other than that, confidential exchanges, that's not to be done. Because, for obvious reasons, their hearts are infested with dirty things. And so that's what they eat, that's what they drink, that's what they speak, that's what they feel, that's their conversation, without detailing what worldly people speak about. And so one remains cordial with such people, and one doesn't intimately associate with such people. That's this asat sanga tyag. That's the intimate kind of, confidential kind of association. We don't but there are lots of things we don't do. We don't misbehave in the association of worldly people. We just don't intimately associate with them. We don't scorn them or spurn them or spit on them or, you know, so on. We just don't closely associate with them. But the main point that Prabhupada is making in the purport from this verse is the Bhagavad Gita verse 240, early in Bhagavad Gita. Svalpam afyasya dharmasya. Svalpam means even a little. Svalpa. Sva, alpa. Alpa, like alpa medhasam, small intelligence. Sva, alpa. So if you do even a little devotional service, never lost. Never lost. Even if whatever, it's still that whatever, that devotional service is never lost. The changing tide of material energy and circumstances can go all over the place, but that devotional service rendered is never lost. I end with this little Prabhupada story. Remember very distinctly, Prabhupada was speaking. It was in the Henry Street Temple in Brooklyn, hot summer day in July, and Prabhupada was saying, Krishna is very grateful. Any devotional service you do, Krishna is very grateful. He remains forever indebted. Then his voice started rising with a little vibration and the pitch was up higher. Even if you come and turn one screw, Krishna will never forget. Everyone will jive, probably. So, I remember when, you ever meet Diprahita? Viprahita. Viprahita is from either Santo Domingo or Puerto Rico, and he was a street vendor. That was his occupation before he became a devotee. Street vendor means he had a license and he would sell stuff on a table. And Viprahita worked long hours, and I was the Sankirtan leader, and every particular, I think it was like Saturday night, the ways of blood and Harinam, and then come back from Harinam, and I'm there in the Sankirtan office, which was a kind of like a walk down ground floor above the walk up, which was, or the basement, I guess. And we hear a tap on the window. It was like a regular thing. The little window, you know, down and then into the basement. So tap, 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 and the Viprahita. And he, through the window, because the door was locked, he gave a donation for the temple and wanted prasadam. So I had saved prasadam, and it was like a regular thing. Then he started coming to the Sunday feast. This is even before he started coming to the Sunday feast. But, you know, later on, he became initiated devotee, and later on he struggled with his mind and senses. But that devotional, I always think of him when I hear, you know, when Prabhupada was speaking, I was thinking of him. Even a little devotional service. It was arduous. Being a street vendor in New York, it's not like lots of fun. But he, you know, his attachment to Krishna was strong. He wanted to do some service, and he wanted Krishna prasadam. It wasn't like, you know, a business deal. It was, he wanted to do some service, and he wanted Krishna prasadam. And his attraction for Krishna grew. He became Prabhupada's disciple. And whatever the struggles that he went through later, Krishna will never forget that service that he rendered. Doesn't mean the struggling and what he did when he was struggling was just fine, but Krishna will never forget. So that the little devotional service, but to speak of the exalted stage of Bharat Maharaj, Bhava Bhakti stage, never forgotten by Krishna, and he gave them remembrance down to details, and also the intelligence to be very careful. Visham tamanaha. Okay, any discussion? Chakri.
Yeah. I was wondering, I just thought it came to my mind about something.
Okay.
In relation to what
we're
talking about.
Okay, fine.
First of all, I'd like to say hello. This is on YouTube. Anybody? Thank you.
But we're on YouTube?
Oh, I was wondering. But anyway, so I was just wondering.
What are you looking at?
I see you all the time.
Okay, let's go.
I was wondering, like we know that a benediction or what a reward for devotional service, sometimes Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita that you get a birth in a better condition, a pious family,
yes,
aristocratic family. But I was wondering, because like we know in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that it says a kinshana gochara, unless one is bereft of all material possessions, he can't take. So how is that necessarily an advantage? Say if you take birth in a pious, rich family with
okay. Bereft of material possessions doesn't mean you're destitute. It means you may have or may not have, but it's not the source of happiness or distress to have or to not have. You don't take shelter there. Bereft, it's like, for example, scriptural. Ambarish Maharaj. Or Yudhisthira. Immense wealth. Without the detail. No attachment. So they're Akinshana Gochara examples. They had, but not attached to. Or Rupa and Sanatan. Wealthy. Not attached to it. They walked away. Raghunath Das Goswami. Not attached to it. That's a Akinshana Gochara. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was thinking about the thing which says here, the past life, which we don't remember it, but we always carry the past impression in our mind, right?
Yes, yeah, there. The impression is there. Whether it comes to the front of your conscious remembrance or not is another thing. But the impression is there.
Yeah, I'm kind of want to know the difference. What we, the past life is mentioned here is the activities what we do, is that different
everything
from the impression?
Everything. The whole deal. The movie is there. And it's recorded.
So impression is different from what we carry, our desires, all that, that is different.
It's all included in the impression. Not only, like, you know, not only you see, you see a mountain, you feel something.
Mm.
And that's there too. That's recorded. Clear?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Huh?
Recently, I was studying Itkantu where Bali Maharaj is responding to Vamadeva when he gets arrested.
Mm.
There's a nice verse there that speaks about this idea of being fearful of something, a pure devotee being fearful.
Mm.
So in this case, it's fearful or careful of
yes.
Janasangha.
Yes.
So the verse I want to refer to is Canto 8, Chapter 22, Text 3. He says, I do not fear being deprived of all my possessions, living in hellish life, being arrested for poverty by the ropes of Varuna, or being punished by you, as much as I fear defamation.
I fear
defamation. The Sanskrit is asadu-vadat. Asadu-vadat is, word for word also is from defamation. Speech that is not sadhu, I guess. So I wanted to request if you could elaborate on this idea of...
Elaborate on the idea of what?
Of fearing defamation.
Prabhupada has spoken otherwise, and his life was otherwise. That is to say, he did what would be pleasing to Krishna, and people would criticize. And so he was aware, he would speak about people are criticizing me, but he wasn't fearful, he would do what Krishna wanted. So I don't know how to put these two together.
Let me just add something else. He's, I think it was in the previous purport or the next, Prabhupada speaks about the fact that he was fearful of not meeting his promise that he had given and the defamation that would come from him not fulfilling, being truthful was the word.
Who? This is Bali.
Bali.
Well, that's a king. And kings give their word and they must keep their word. So the defamation is then violation of Dharma, because that's, you know, mega consequences. But it's not, at least, I don't know how to put it together, because people can say whatever they want to say. People will say whatever they want to say, in Vedic times as well as today. What to speak of today, in Vedic times even, people would say, just like, you know, Krishna was being defamed. He wasn't afraid. He dealt with it. But, so I don't know how to answer your question. I don't know why he would say what he said. Afraid of defamation. Afraid of violating Dharma, that's fine.
Maharaj, what if the devotee did a lot of service to Guru and Krishna, but then later in life starts blaspheming the spiritual master? What will happen in our next life?
I couldn't follow. Someone has done a lot of service to Guru and Krishna, then what happens?
Then they start blaspheming their spiritual master.
They start doing what?
Blaspheming.
Blaspheming. Well, all that good is destroyed. Because that's not okay with Krishna. So what destroyed means offense has the consequence of anartha. Due to offense, anartha arises. So anartha doesn't exactly destroy bhakti, because bhakti is eternal. This is Krishna is eternal. But it gets totally obscured. And for long periods of time. Because it doesn't just go away after some time. A blasphemy or offense to devotees is very serious. Very serious.
Guru Maharaj, you were speaking of how Jada Bharat, because of his remembrance.
Speaking about what?
How Jada Bharat, because of his remembrance, was very careful. And several times it was mentioned being very careful, and we have to exercise prudence in our striving for Krishna consciousness. I wanted to link that to yesterday evening, towards the end of your PowerPoint. Jiva Goswami says, we simply have to be alive.
Jiva Goswami says, there's something wrong with this sound system. I'm having a hard time. Huh?
Let me see if I can adjust it.
Good. Keep speaking.
You can use without it, you can just project
it. So, Jiva Goswami says we should be simply alive.
Yes. Jiveta.
So, I was actually quite bewildered by that word, you know, simply being alive.
Alive means alive in one's relationship with Krishna. That's clarified. Alive means. What? There's subtlety to being alive in your relationship with Krishna. Vibrant, vital, alive. You know, that kind of alive. Not just, because the soul is eternal, right? Soul is always alive. Alive in one's relationship with Krishna. The comparison is, you know what the comparison is. The comparison is, according to Vedic law, and even, I don't know what the present custom is in India, but by Vedic law, the son, if he survives the father, when the father departs, he inherits the property of the father by law. He also inherits the debts of the father, but he inherits the property of the father by law. Just has to live longer than his father lives. Doesn't require a will, it's already law. So, in fact, that's what happened with one of Prabhupada's sons. He said, all that's my father's property, and I inherit my father's property, and brought a lawsuit. Although, you know, he didn't win because Prabhupada made very clear, you know, marks in the ground. I will everything to ISKCON. So, they settled. It was long, you know, in India, long drawn out thing. But anyway, that's not just ancient times. That's just survive your father. But Jiva Goswami explains this means alive in your relationship with Krishna. Alright?
So that's specifically referring to then one inherits the right to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It's not...
That's the property of his father.
Yes.
Lord Brahma's father is Lord Vishnu. You go back to Godhead. Inherit the property of your father. Doesn't become like the owner of the creation that previously was Vishnu's and now is mine. It goes back to Godhead.
And I was interpreting it more in the sense of you know, we simply have to stay alive, you know, simply kind of carry on with that devotional service. And my doubt is, but it seems like we have to be very, very diligent.
Yeah. You have the right idea now. It doesn't just live. You have to be Krishna conscious. And ultimately, it's not just Brahma, you know, because, like, Isavashamidam Sarvam, even today, everything is the property of Krishna. Okay, so, and inherit the king, the property of your father is, that's his spiritual property. Back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai.